Is eating a steak like smoking a cigarette? Labour's new Shadow Environment Secretary suggested there should be a public information campaign to stop people eating meat on health grounds. Or Kerry McCarthy, who's a vegan, made the comments in the magazine Viva Life. And Juliet Galatly is a founder of Viva, UK-based vegetarian vegan campaign charity, who published the magazine and hopefully... we'll be speaking to Juliet in a minute once we get her on the line. We do have Lee Frost, though, a butcher from Chalton in Greater Manchester. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Nicky.
It's all things in moderation, obviously, as long as it, you know, doesn't affect business too much.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there must be... Well, first of all, what do you make of Kerry's comments here?
I think Kerry's comments are quite foolish, to be honest. It's and her appointment as the Shadow Agricultural Secretary is basically... like putting King Herod in charge of a local nursery.
Okay.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
You must have, I'm sure you have respect for vegetarians and vegans.
And vegans, of course I do.
Who've made that. But you must have, as many people do, many meat eaters, must have concerns about factory farming and intensive farming.
Well, in this country, we have the best welfare standards and the best meat production in the world. That goes without saying. Of course I have respect for vegetarians and vegans and as a lifestyle choice. What I don't have respect for is these militant views of certain vegans trying to ram these views down our throats. It's quite ridiculous.
How are they doing that?
Well, by these comments by the Shadow Agricultural Secretary.
Yeah. Juliet Galatly, what do you make of it?
It's ramming views down people's throats. I mean, meat eating has had its own way for very, very, very many years. All people like Kerry McCarthy are doing is highlighting the truth. That's not ramming stuff down people's throats.
Well, the truth is we've got the best meat and welfare standards in the world.
No, that's not true. I went in a Red Tractor approved place a week ago, and it's pigs in little cages, like battery cages, all stacked on one on top of another. The mothers in crates where they could barely move. It was absolutely disgusting. And this is British assured meat. It's a total con. Factory farming is factory farming. Thousands of animals in massive sheds. And it's still the way, unfortunately, the way that Britain produces most of its meats. And these are the massive suppliers. And in terms of health, you're looking at 70 to 80% of chronic diseases are caused by what we do to ourselves, not by our genes. And so I'm talking about diet, which is mainly saturated animal fats, which come from meat and dairy.
Meat fat's good for you. Fat means flavour.
Saturated animal fats may give you flavour, but they also give you heart attacks. They also
give everything
you
in moderation.
What you heard about what you heard about the pigs there, Lee, does that trouble you in any sense?
It does. It's not the sort of stuff that I would support. I don't buy... I deal with local farmers, and that is something that I wouldn't entertain. And I quite agree with your other guest there. You know, that should not be happening.
But meat is good for us, Lee. Yeah?
Meat is good for us.
Meat is not good for us. We know it's not. We're not talking about hundreds of scientific studies now. We're talking about it's gone into the thousands. 90% of diabetes type 2. There's over 3 million people in the UK have got diabetes now. Most of that's due to diet, and most of it's due to fat. It's tiny little fat globules in people's cells that stop insulin from working. Heart disease is largely due to what we do to ourselves. You say everything in moderation. So many people say they're doing it in moderation, but they're killing themselves far too early and putting the National Health Service into major crisis.
Well, it's not what I get in my shop. I see people, more and more people, coming into my shop and buying good quality local meat. So what you're saying isn't what I'm seeing.
Well, what I'm seeing is the science. It's not about one or two people. This is based on studies all over the world. And we know that cancers, heart disease, gallstone strokes, largely preventable diseases.
If everyone
are
in the world, if you
largely
were to,
due to diet.
Juliet, if you were to wave a magic wand, a magic Viva vegan, Viva vegetarian wand, and stop everybody in the world eating meat, would the planet improve or what? What would be the environmental consequences?
Well, you wouldn't see any animals for a start.
No, it's
Paul
the opposite.
McCartney can only afford to look after a few.
That's just so ignorant.
It's not ignorant, it's the truth.
If I could just speak, it is ignorant because consuming meat and dairy is the number one cause of loss of wildlife species worldwide. And that's because the demand for meat has got to such a state that most of the world's agricultural land now is to grow feed to feed to those animals. In other words, crops like soya and other grains to feed to those animals. So the number one cause of loss of the rainforest, for example, even today, after all we know, is still feeding pigs and poultry. So they're being chopped down to make way to feed meat eaters.
Okay. Do you know what?
There'd be a lot more land available for the wildlife.
Like cutting me throat here, blimey.
Don't do that. I tell you what, I see myself as a peacemaker. I see myself as a mediator, as a bringing together, someone who brings people together. That's the phrase I'm looking for. But I don't think we're going to find agreement here.
I don't think.
Do you know what? I get that impression. So
I'm sure you like a nice sausage at the weekend, don't you, Nicky?
I beg your pardon. Okay, we've got Lee Frost there, and we've got Juliet Galati. Thank you both very, very much indeed.
Thank you, Nicky.
It's 7:42. Cheers now.